This is an automated reading of the Dynamics 365 2025 Wave 1 release notes. It is changed and optimized for this format and might contain errors. For the full release notes, please go to dynamics.com for the complete version. In this episode, we'll cover the first part of Dynamics 365 Finance, covering core financials and globalization. Let us get started. Overview. Finance continues to be a strategic leader in an organization's growth plan, and a key aspect is gaining competitive advantage by leaning in on how AI can transform not only the productivity in an organization, but the ability to view deep insights on data for faster decision-making. We continue to strengthen our autonomous financial application goals by bringing additional copilot and agentic capabilities to customers, while strengthening the core offering, setting the foundation for end-to-end automation and copilot experiences. In this release, we will continue our preview of the account reconciliation agent, moving this process from end of period to a systematic, real-time experience. We are also introducing a new journal framework, bringing additional control, hyperscale, and multi-company capabilities to both the entry and import experience. Modern bank reconciliation and automation continue to be enhanced to reach deeper capabilities based on user feedback. In globalization, we continue expanding our out-of-the-box localizations with releases for Turkey and Argentina, ensure the system stays up to date with evolving electronic invoicing, tax reporting, and other legislations, while also enhancing tax automation capabilities. Business Performance Analytics introduces increased data fresh and extensibility capabilities, and Business Performance Planning provides intelligent actions and templates for quickly starting with the continuous planning process. Features and user experience enhancements are designed with Copilot-first experience, using Copilot to gain deep insights across documents in the application, gain insights in a fixed assets book, help with increasing automation in bank reconciliation, and reduce the manual work involved in managing taxes and applying regulatory updates. Investment areas. Core financials. Our core financials investments focus on bringing additional enhancements to core financial capabilities, enhancing end-to-end business processes across ERP, increasing automation, reporting and analytics, and reducing financial close time. Globalization Studio. Our solution is used by customers in over 210 countries and regions to meet various tax compliance and local requirements, localizations. We offer out-of-the-box localizations and continuous regulatory updates for multiple countries and regions, available in multiple languages. Our no-code/low-code Globalization Studio services automate complex tax scenarios, enabling partners and customers to easily extend localizations. We are investing in expanding out-of-the-box country coverage, automating continuous regulatory updates, and reducing the manual efforts involved in managing taxes. First topic, core financials. Our core financials investments focus on bringing additional enhancements to core financial capabilities, enhancing end-to-end business processes across ERP, increasing automation, reporting and analytics, and reducing financial close time. New feature, use agents. Four recommended actions on account reconciliation agent workspace public preview, April 2025. General availability not yet announced. Reconciliation of data is a time-consuming process, often deferred until the end of a period. This can add time and headaches to the completion of the period-end tasks. The subledger to general ledger reconciliation feature will change this process to be proactive, rather than reactive, when a difference is identified. Copilot will be used to notify the user of a difference between the subledger and the general ledger, provide options for how to resolve the issue, and eventually resolve the issue on behalf of the user. Reconciliation should no longer be a bottleneck, but instead is always in a continuous state of readiness. The first reconciliation automations focus on reconciling subledgers to the general ledger balances. SSRS reports will be a thing of the past and are replaced with a near real-time process that proactively notifies the finance team of any reconciliation issues. Upon recognition of an issue, each transaction provides numerous options for possible solutions. That solution may be changing a setting on the main account, such as don't allow manual entry, or may recognize when a posting profile has changed, causing a different balance sheet account to be used for reconciliation. An audit trail will be maintained when issues are identified, along with the solution. The first public preview included the subledger to ledger reconciliation automation, but it did not include recommendations by the account reconciliation agent for how to address exceptions. The second public preview will introduce the agent functionality for recommending the action to take to address the exception for individual transactions. Copilot will learn from the solutions of the past and move toward automatic resolution to any reconciliation issues. Longer-term vision. Again, it's all tracked with an audit trail for actions taken by Copilot. New feature. Further bank reconciliation report enhancements. Public preview not available. General availability April 2025. Dynamics 365 Finance offers an advanced bank reconciliation feature that helps businesses manage the bank reconciliation process more efficiently. Businesses benefit from increased automation and more functional capabilities, reducing the need for manual work and saving time for cash management clerks. By streamlining the bank reconciliation process, Dynamics 365 Finance helps businesses improve their financial management and ensure accurate reporting. Within this feature, the existing bank reconciliation statement report in Advanced Bank Reconciliation is updated with the following enhancements. 1. Redesigned report body to include details about trading party name, and type. 2. Report body to include voucher and voucher description. New feature, improved bank account lifecycle management. Currently in public preview since July 2024. General availability, June 2025. Bank accounts are the key master data of all banks' relevant transactions. They need to be well managed, including bank account openings, closings, changes, signature management, and periodical auditing. With this feature, there's a sophisticated bank account lifecycle management. This feature provides additional legal entity bank account lifecycle management capabilities in Dynamics 365 Finance. 1. Approval workflow for bank account activation, modification, and deactivation. 2. Configurable protected fields to determine whether bank account modification needs approval. 3. Approver can review proposed changes on bank account. 4. Bank account change history for auditing purposes. 5. Additional signer master data on bank account. New feature, cancel customer payment journals from bank reconciliation worksheet. Public preview, April 2025. General availability, July 2025. The cancel customer payment journals from bank reconciliation worksheet feature allows users to reverse posted customer payments directly from the bank reconciliation worksheet. This feature will minimize errors in financial records, streamline the process of managing customer payments, saving time and effort for financial teams, and disables unmatched actions for generated payment-related statements. This will ensure more accurate financial reporting. The functionality provides better control over customer payment transactions during bank reconciliation process. Advanced bank reconciliation in Dynamics 365 Finance helps businesses manage this process more efficiently. In the cancel customer payment journals from bank reconciliation worksheet feature, the existing reconciliation functionality is enhanced with an option to cancel customer payment journals directly from the bank reconciliation worksheet. New feature, optimize user security configurations and licensing costs. Public preview, January 2025. General availability, July 2025. These features designed for system administrators offer significant business value by streamlining role management, auditing licenses, and enhancing audit trails and versioning. They provide valuable reports on license usage and separation of duties violations, helping organizations optimize software investments, ensure compliance, and maintain robust security and internal controls. User security governance is a set of advanced features that provide useful tools to system administrators for role management, license auditing, enhanced audit trails, and versioning, supported with some useful reports around license usage and separation of duties violations. New feature, reconciliation matching rules data entity improvements. Public preview, not available. General availability, August 2025. The existing matching rule data entity in advanced bank reconciliation is enhanced to allow bulk upload of matching rules for the bank reconciliation process. This speeds up the setup process and allows easier configuration when bank reconciliation rules are moved from existing systems to Dynamics 365 Finance. The existing advanced bank reconciliation matching rule data entity is enhanced with the following functions. Option to upload one to many and many to one matching rules. Support all matching types. Support upload of various matching criteria and conditions. New feature. Introduce financial tags into Business Performance Analytics and Accounting Source Explorer. Public preview. Not available. General availability, September 2025. Financial tags were introduced as an alternative to financial dimensions to track transactional data. Tags are often used to track data that isn't reusable but still provides analytical context to an organization. Tags have been implemented on many transaction types and inquiries within Dynamics 365 Finance and Operations. Customers also need this data available within Business Performance Analytics and the Accounting Source Explorer in order to define the tags as an additional dimension for analysis. Financial tags are already introduced into some inquiry pages, such as the voucher transactions page. This feature will introduce the financial tags into the Accounting Source Explorer inquiry within finance. In addition, we will also add the financial tags to the data model for record to report within Business Performance Analytics, making them available as dimensions for analysis. New feature, generate a single journal for multiple vendor payment lines during bank reconciliation process. Public preview, July 2025. General availability, September 2025. Bank reconciliation is a crucial step for businesses. This process can be time-consuming, error-prone, and labor-intensive, as it requires careful matching of records, journal creation ad hoc, and generation of reports. With this feature, the existing bank reconciliation process has been improved with an option to generate a single vendor payment journal linked to multiple payment lines during bank reconciliation process. The existing advanced bank reconciliation feature is enhanced to support generation of a single vendor payment journal from multiple vendor payment lines during bank reconciliation process. The functionality will allow users to determine the posting for the journal. 1. A single payment journal per reconciliation worksheet. 2. A single payment journal per bank reconciliation rule. 3. A single payment journal for selected lines. New feature. New ledger account only journal using new journal framework. Public preview, July 2025. General availability, September 2025. Most organizations heavily utilize the financial journals, such as the general journal, vendor/customer payment journals, vendor invoice journal, etc. The wide usage of these journals has an impact on the efficiency of daily tasks, and especially a period end. The goal of this series of features is to address the following challenges faced by users when using the financial journals. Unacceptable performance for importing, validation, and posting of large journals. No support for a true global or multi-company journal, which allows entry of vouchers for different legal entities within a single journal. This is necessary to truly support how organizations work, which is by management of business units/regions/cost centers rather than by legal entity. One voucher issues where inquiries and reports doesn't give the correct data entered on the voucher lines. Transactions that can't be easily reversed due to limitations in the current design. Financial dimensions that don't default for the originating company when an intercompany voucher is entered on multiple lines. No ability to preview accounting entries prior to posting. Poor visibility into errors per voucher. The primary focus for Wave 1 and 2 of 2025 is creating a new set of financial journals using the new journal framework. What does this mean? For 2025 Wave 1, we will begin by focusing on the architecture of a new journal framework. During this phase, we are taking into consideration the goodness of the current journals while also addressing the challenges faced by finance users. For the first release of the new journal framework, we will introduce a new general journal that supports the following. 1. Ledger account adjustments only for phase 1. 2. Exponentially better performance for the end-to-end process of importing, validation, and posting of vouchers/journals. 3. Importing and manual entry of vouchers for multiple companies within a single journal. For example, you can create a journal and enter transactions for USMF and USSI without creating a new journal and logging in /out. This will be limited to legal entities based on your security access. 4. Move processing down to the voucher level. Validation, approvals, and posting can be initiated at the journal level still, but the processing will be done at the voucher level. 5. Introduction of a voucher type, which is used to identify what type of transaction is being entered. This allows for better lifecycle control of each type of transaction. 6. New entities for both OData and DMF for the new general journal. It's important to note that the existing financial journals will not change and will not be deprecated. As the new journal framework is finalized, all financial journals will continue to evolve as follows. 1. Add support for the additional accounts types, vendor, customer, assets, project, bank, etc., to the general journal. 2. Evaluate all other journals and determine how to create a new version of those journals using the new journal framework. 3. Improve the reversal experience for all voucher types. 4. Re-evaluate existing functionality, such as how accrual entries are posted, how periodic journal/voucher templates work, etc. 5. Address the data model issues to fix the one voucher issue. 6. Evaluate the addition of new journals, such as a bank transfer journal. As new journals are introduced with a new journal framework, they will be communicated with new release plan features. New feature, preview automatic bank reconciliation matching results. Public preview, July 2025. General availability, September 2025. The preview automatic bank reconciliation matching results feature allows users to preview matching results and review and handle exceptions during an automatic bank reconciliation matching process. The feature ensures accurate matching and discrepancy minimization by allowing users to select which exceptions require review and are selected for user checks. The preview automatic bank reconciliation matching results feature include the following. 1. Matching rule simulation. 2. Matching preview and option to update bank reconciliation results. 3. Ability to select matching rules that should be manually reviewed before posting results during reconciliation process. 4. Pending review screen for user to investigate matching results. 5. Option to review bank reconciliation matching exceptions. New feature, split fixed assets. Public preview, July 2025. General availability, September 2025. The enhanced fixed asset split functionality allows businesses to manage asset splits with greater precision and flexibility. By offering options such as selecting reporting currency exchange rate, previewing split outcomes, and this feature simplifies complex asset split process. It enables more accurate reporting, better audit trails, and efficient processing of asset splits. Key improvements include the ability to identify the source from asset and destination to asset, select either spot or historical exchange rates for reporting currency, and preview fields that display asset values before and after the split in accounting and reporting currencies. Users can split assets by amount or percentage. A new fixed asset split list page offers a detailed audit trail, and the feature supports split updates across legal entities. New feature, Transfer fixed assets between legal entities. Public preview, July 2025. General availability, September 2025. The fixed asset transfers between legal entities feature simplifies the process of moving assets across legal entities, enabling businesses to manage intercompany asset transfers with ease. By automating the creation of destination assets and ensuring accurate transfer of financial data like acquisition costs and depreciation, this feature reduces manual effort and ensures smooth, compliant asset transactions across entities. The fixed asset intercompany transfer allows users to transfer assets between legal entities by selecting the source asset and its book, previewing key financial details such as acquisition cost, accumulated depreciation, and net book value, NBV. The transfer can be processed as disposal. Users can choose to either create the destination asset automatically or select pre-created assets. The feature copies asset data to the destination entity, allows previewing of destination values, and automates the posting of acquisition in the destination asset and disposal transactions in the source asset. New feature, budget control for multiple account structures. Public preview, August 2025. General availability, September 2025. The current budget control functionality supports one account structure, which could be a limitation in order to address the customer needs for budget control. By having budget control across different account structures, organizations will be able to gain a more detailed and comprehensive view of their financial health, allow for better tracking and management of expenses and revenues across organization, and gain greater flexibility in financial reporting and analysis. The proposed solution for enhanced budget control management in Dynamics 365 Finance offers the option to select multiple account structures during budget control configuration. The solution introduces flexibility and enhances process flow for customers that are using multiple account structures in their organization. Plan improvements in this area allows more precise budget control on various levels, as well as enhanced reporting opportunities. Budget control for multiple account structures in Dynamics 365 Finance include the following capabilities. 1. Option to select several account structures during budget control configuration. 2. Allow budget dimension rule flexibility. 3. Improved budget control reporting. New feature. View cross-company transactional data using Accounting Source Explorer. Public preview, not available. General availability, September 2025. Accountants using Dynamics 365 Finance to view detailed transactional data are often viewing data across multiple companies that are related to the overall parent business. It is important for them to quickly and easily view data across related companies. This feature will allow data to be viewed and or exported to Excel view deep financial analysis across those companies. The current Accounting Source Explorer page in Dynamics 365 Finance is a key tool for accounting personnel to view financial transactions. The current limitation to view data from one company or legal entity at a time causes a great deal of wasted time switching to each company and reloading the data into the Accounting Source Explorer page. This update to the Accounting Source Explorer will allow exporting of transactional data quickly and easily for the selected companies. The ability to export data from multiple companies to Excel will also provide the accounting team to do deeper analysis across companies. The key change for this feature will be an improved export option that will allow the user to select which companies they wish to export data from along with the other existing filter options in the Accounting Source Explorer. New topic, Globalization Studio. Our solution is used by customers in over 210 countries and regions to meet various tax compliance and local requirements, localizations. We offer out-of-the-box localizations and continuous regulatory updates for multiple countries and regions, available in multiple languages. Our no-code/low-code Globalization Studio services automate complex tax scenarios, enabling partners and customers to easily extend localizations. We are investing in expanding out-of-the-box country coverage, automating continuous regulatory updates, and reducing the manual efforts involved in managing taxes. New region supported, Turkey. Public preview, April 2025. General availability, to be announced. Tax compliance requirements are complex and change frequently. Companies are looking for more out-of-the-box geographic coverage and tax compliance automation from Microsoft. Shipping localizations for additional countries provide customers with more consistent out. Out-of-the-box regulatory compliance coverage in multiple areas, including tax reporting and electronic invoicing. We continue to extend the scope of the supported countries to address the needs of multiple global and local customers. Out-of-the-box localization for Republic of Turkey is available. The country localization indicated below is provisional and may change prior general availability. Additionally, not all of the following capabilities might be available for preview. 1. Exchange rate import from CBRT. 2. Continuous serial numbers for invoices and packing slips. 3. Currency conversion in purchase and sales orders. 4. Exchange rate difference invoices. 5. Electronic invoice generation and submission. 6. Check and promissory note enhancements. 7. Prorata depreciation of fixed assets and depreciation rounding per year. 8. Inflation adjustments. 9. E-ledger generation and submission. New feature. Extend support for multiple tax registration numbers in tax reporting. Public preview. Not available. General availability. April 2025. A multinational corporation that operates across geographic locations can configure one legal entity in Microsoft Dynamics 365 Finance with addresses and related tax registration numbers in different countries. They can report some tax regulatory reports, VAT declaration, EU sales list, intrastat, directly from this legal entity based on tax transactions posted per specific tax registration number. In a legal entity with the support multiple VAT registration numbers feature enabled, you can generate VAT declaration, EU sales list, and intrastat reports. A list of supported countries and tax regulatory reports is available at the website for reporting from multiple VAT registrations. For 2025 release Wave 1, we plan to extend the list of supported countries and tax regulatory reports. We plan to release EU sales list correction for Poland, VAT_UEK, with support of multiple VAT registration numbers. New feature. Use the security enhancements in UK MTD VAT integration. General availability, April 2025. This feature strengthens the security of direct VAT return submissions for companies registered for UK VAT under Making Tax Digital, MTD. By upgrading key submission processes to more secure executable classes, businesses reduce the risk of data breaches or unauthorized access during VAT filings, ensuring safer compliance with UK tax regulations. When you enable the security enhancements in UK MTD VAT integration feature, UK MTD VAT test, and UK MTD VAT electronic message processing automatically updates to enhance the security of your Dynamics 365 Finance integration for direct VAT return submissions for your UK VAT registration. The following web service actions have been changed to executable class. 1. Retrieve VAT obligations. 2. Test retrieve VAT obligations. 3. Submit VAT return. 4. Test submit VAT return. 5. Request VAT liabilities. 6. Request VAT payments. Once the security enhancements in UK MTD VAT integration feature is enabled, it cannot be disabled. New feature. Use electronic invoicing in Bolivia. General availability, May 2025. This update includes the Bolivian electronic invoicing feature of the integration with the Bolivian tax authorities. It covers the required end-to-end process of the outbound flow of e-invoices submission. Microsoft has released the Bolivian electronic invoicing feature of the integration with the Bolivian tax authorities. It covers the required end-to-end process of the outbound flow of invoices submission. This feature can only be imported into the new Globalization Studio and isn't supported in Regulatory Configuration Service, RCS. New feature, access electronic invoicing phased rollout in Belgium. General availability, September 2025. Global and local customers who deploy Microsoft Dynamics 365 Finance in Belgium can access electronic invoicing functionality, which meets Belgium requirements. This feature aims to comply with the Belgium-specific requirements for enforcing electronic invoicing for business-to-business communication starting January 1, 2026. You can communicate invoices and credit notes created from sales orders, free text invoices, or project invoices in the PEPL-based XML format that complies with the Belgian electronic invoicing standards. New feature, update to OIBL format 3.0 for electronic invoicing in Denmark. General availability, September 2025. Global and local customers who deploy Dynamics 365 ERP apps in Denmark can access a configurable electronic invoice in an updated OIBL format, which meets local Danish requirements. This feature satisfies the Denmark-specific requirements for implementing OIBL format version 3.0. You can export invoices and credit notes created from sales orders, free text invoices, or project invoice proposals into XML format that complies with the updated Danish electronic invoicing standards. OIBL 3 invoice package postponed, revised schedule. The Danish Business Authority expects the OIBL 3 invoice package to be upgraded from release candidate to final release in mid-May 2025. After that, it is expected to be voluntarily implemented until mid-November 2025, when support for OIBL 3 is expected to be made mandatory in. NIM handle. End of life for OIBL 2.1 is expected in mid-May 2026. New feature. Use electronic invoicing in Poland. General availability. September 2025. The electronic invoicing service offers a no-code / low-code e-invoicing solution that allows businesses to fully automate the electronic invoicing process end-to-end. This includes issuing sales, free text, project, and advance electronic invoices, submitting them to the authorities for clearance purposes, and receiving incoming vendor invoices from the authorities. This feature ensures the compliance with new legal requirements for electronic invoicing in Poland. Poland is introducing legislation to establish the Continuous Transaction Control, CTC, system. The Polish CTC system, called Krajowy System of E-Factor, KSAF, was made available for all taxpayers in 2022 for voluntary adoption. To comply with these legal requirements, the following functionality is implemented and available as public preview 1. Generation of XML files of sales, project, and advance electronic invoices in the legally required format provided by KSAF. 2. Automatic submission of generated electronic invoices to KSAF. 3. Import of incoming vendor electronic invoices issued and available for recipients on the KSAF platform. The legal requirements are not fully finalized yet. As of now, the KSAF system will be rolled out as mandatory in phases depending on a company's size, following this implementation timeline. 1. February 1st, 2026, for large taxpayers, over PLN 200 million per annum. 2. April 1st, 2026, for all taxpayers. New feature. Convert Excel business documents to PDF locally. Public preview. April 2025. General availability. October 2025. This feature enables local PDF conversion for Microsoft Excel business documents. It allows local business data conversion, along with more reliability of the conversion overall. When you configure ER destinations for business documents in Microsoft Excel format, the conversion performs outside the current finance instance by default. You can enable the Utilize Application Resources to Perform CBD Documents Conversion from Excel to PDF Format feature to convert generated Word documents to PDF format locally by using application server resources in the current finance instance. New feature. Use the Enhanced Poland JPK KRPD Annual Regulatory Report. Public preview. April 2025. General availability. October 2025. Building on the preview released in the previous wave, this extension enhances support for the JPK_KR_PD reporting structure for companies in Poland. Effective January 1, 2025, this mandatory tax reporting format ensures compliance with Polish tax authorities. The current wave introduces additional capabilities to further streamline reporting and reinforce regulatory adherence. The following capabilities are planned for JPK_KR_PD reporting. 1. Adding an option to define main accounts markers, S_12. Using financial dimensions and report trial balance, ZOIS, section based on dedicated dimension set, including main account and the markers. 2. Adding an option to report the journal entry number, D_1, using journalizing journals. 3. Adding an option to report the date of the economic transaction, D_6, for vendor invoices using the date of vendor VAT register field. 4. Adding the report settlement of income tax section, RPD. 5. Adding Microsoft Excel format to preview the data. New feature. Automate tax feature creation based on tax master data. Public preview, July 2025. General availability, October 2025. Save time and effort for the business by simplifying the migration process from the core tax functionality to the tax calculation functionality. With an easier migration process, businesses can start using and benefiting from the tax calculation functionality faster and more effectively. We are introducing the automated tax calculation feature based on the core tax master data available in the legal entity through tax data migration. This function facilitates the migration of the core tax master data to our more advanced tax calculation engine, automatically adding necessary new records to ensure a complete and accurate data transfer. The auto-created tax feature will be generated based on the existing tax codes, sales tax groups, and item sales tax groups of the current legal entity. This concludes the reading of the release notes. Make sure to like and subscribe to the Dynamics Podcast on YouTube to stay up to date and share this video to one of your colleagues or customers. Bye for now.